Why do some companies explode into multi-billion dollar empires, while others, despite brilliant engineers, visionary designers, and savvy executives, barely inch forward? The answer isn't what you'd expect. It's not about hiring the smartest people or throwing money at innovation. It's about orchestrating a conversation between three fundamentally different ways of thinking. When technical minds, creative spirits, and business strategists truly understand each other's language, something magical happens. Growth becomes exponential rather than incremental. This is the innovation trifecta, and it's the hidden engine behind companies like Amazon, Microsoft, and LinkedIn. Most organizations have all three types of thinkers. What they lack is the translation manual that turns their competing perspectives into collaborative breakthroughs. Innovation isn't random lightning striking. It's what happens when three distinct mindsets work together like instruments in a jazz trio, each playing their part while listening intently to the others. The technical mind builds the engine. The creative mind designs what customers will love. The business mind ensures profitability and competitive advantage. Separately, they're competent. Together, they're unstoppable. Consider Amazon's leap into fashion. Jeff Bezos recognized that selling clothing required something Amazon didn't have: marketing expertise. Books sell themselves when customers search by title. Fashion demands visual storytelling, perfect photography, compelling advertisements. Jeff Wilk understood this gap could sink their retail ambitions, so he hired Kathy Bodoin from Gap and Old Navy. She didn't just build Amazon's multi-billion dollar fashion business, she became a talent accelerator whose team members went on to lead companies like Zulily and Barry's Bootcamp. BlackBerry's collapse from 50% market share to less than 1% in 3 years illustrates the danger of homogeneous thinking. When CEO Thorsten Heins declared nothing needed to change, he was surrounded by people who thought exactly like him. Without disruptive thinkers challenging assumptions, innovation suffocated. Your biggest threat isn't competition, it's groupthink. The circle of influence bullseye reveals a counterintuitive truth. Don't chase powerful people directly. Your power influencers, the 3 to 5 people who can make or break your career, are drowning in priorities. Instead, focus on their amplifiers, trusted advisors who have their ear and time for you. One CTO built relationships with external investors and influenced board members through amplifiers, getting promoted to president. He built confidence before he needed support. The most powerful influence-building question? Ask for advice, not favors. Your network is dehydrated when you no longer know people who can hire you at your current level. As your career trajectory increases, upgrade your connections to match your altitude. Before transforming your business, ask, are you in the right job? The Triple E assessment provides clarity. Expertise: do you have the necessary skills? Experience: have you delivered results? Excitement: does your work make your eyes sparkle? Expertise and experience without excitement means you're going through the motions, the worst scenario that kills growth. Expertise and excitement without experience can be overcome with mentors. Experience and excitement without expertise requires filling skill gaps quickly. All three? That's your perfect job. Find what sparks excitement by documenting every achievement, not just what you did, but which parts energized you. One tech executive discovered her passion wasn't technology itself, but creating environments where teams felt trusted. The Perfect Job North Star uses a spider diagram with 8 points representing your priorities: global travel, team size, compensation, impact. This visual framework evaluates opportunities against what actually matters to you. "They just don't understand" echoes through every company. Creatives think technical teams are rigid. Technical minds consider creatives impractical. Business minds believe both ignore financial reality. The problem isn't the people. It's speaking different languages without a translator. Technical minds want specifications. Creative minds need inspiration. Business minds demand ROI. When communication breaks down, it's like dining in Milan without speaking Italian. You might get asparagus and a fried egg when you wanted pasta. Trilingual leaders practice 5 essential behaviors. asking questions to understand differences rather than assuming incompetence, providing genuine empathy without buts that erase your message, displaying vulnerability by sharing both successes and failures, being a perpetual learner who makes learning engaging, and translating context by explaining initiatives using metrics relevant to each group. Don't tell creatives about cost savings. Show them how budget efficiency creates freedom to experiment. Many leaders unintentionally create a feedback freeze where people stop sharing bad news. This leadership insulation explains how massive scandals persist undetected, from college admission schemes to Volkswagen's emissions fraud. Leaders must actively defrost organizations by timing feedback right, sharing intentions clearly, avoiding the dishonest sandwich technique, and making feedback a regular habit rather than a dreaded event. Different perspectives aren't obstacles, they're assets. When technical, creative, and business minds truly listen to each other, they create solutions none could imagine alone. The most innovative companies deliberately cultivate these differences, knowing that friction between worldviews generates the heat that forges breakthrough ideas. Slow decision-making kills innovation. Not bad decisions, slow ones. While you're scheduling the third meeting, competitors have launched, learned, and iterated. The solution is disruptive disagreements with clear boundaries, where perspectives collide productively within defined limits. The Rapid Growth Decision Dilemma tool reveals why decisions stall: confusion over ownership. Some rely on data, others trust instinct. Some prefer consensus, others decide alone. Plot your decision-making style alongside peers to understand differences and adapt. Here's the radical truth. You can eliminate 75% of meetings. Half aren't necessary. Half the attendees at necessary meetings aren't required. Leaders don't fix this because of FOMO, helicopter management, and using culture as an excuse. The ultimate efficiency test? The 10 a.m./2 p.m. rule. Can you decide at 10 a.m. and implement by 2 p.m.? Speed doesn't mean recklessness. It means clarity about what matters. With clear decision ownership, trust across your trifecta, and psychological safety for productive disagreement, decisions accelerate naturally. The goal isn't eliminating thoughtful consideration. It's eliminating endless indecision loops masquerading as thoroughness. Your environment shapes creativity more than you realize. Windowless conference rooms kill innovation, which is why successful companies obsess over where teams generate ideas. The 10-step innovation framework used at Xbox demonstrates this. Immerse yourself by becoming customers, not reading reports. Select energizing venues like museums or luxury showrooms that break patterns. Curate attendees thoughtfully, mixing perspectives while keeping groups small. The framework continues with inspiration activities, structured idea explosion where quantity trumps quality, collaborative filtering, pitching, funding allocation, reality checks, and reflection. This approach created Xbox Kinect, which sold 10 million devices in 3 months, earning a Guinness World Record as the fastest-selling consumer electronics device. Japanese chef Niki Nakayama's 2-Michelin-star restaurant demonstrates how personalization creates remarkable experiences. She remembers preferences, dietary restrictions, and previous visits, designing each meal as a unique performance. Creative vision, technical execution, and business insight combine to create something customers can't find elsewhere. Innovation happens outside your comfort zone. The physical and psychological space you create directly impacts idea quality and your team's willingness to take breakthrough risks. Resolutions fail because they're temporary commitments rather than embedded habits. The Rapid Growth Rhythm Framework connects 3-year strategy to annual priorities, shared objectives, and individual goals, creating organizational alignment and preventing the out-of-rhythm feeling when teams lose synchronization. Operating fully staffed would dramatically accelerate delivery, yet leaders get distracted by immediate demands. 5 rapid approaches fix this. Don't let hiring stall because you're the bottleneck. Don't rely exclusively on recruiters. Tell your network who you're seeking. Spend 50% of your time hiring when you have openings, and temporarily overinvest in your pipeline. Being strategically unfair with your time accelerates success. Spend more time with newest and highest performing team members. Unevenly distribute promotion budgets to reward top performers. Selectively choose which meetings deserve your presence. This isn't favoritism, it's multiplying impact by focusing energy where it creates momentum. The Triple S success approach dramatically increases implementation. Say it, verbalize intentions, share it, tell others for accountability, and speedily implement it. Take action within 24 hours before ideas join your to-don't list. The most powerful companies create symbiotic relationships between creative, technical, and business minds. Your job isn't becoming an expert in all three, it's becoming the translator who orchestrates the conversation where different minds collaborate, challenge, and create together.